Now, coming to you from a Midwestern hole in the United States,
the Dollcast. Ladies and gentlemen, your host.
Hey, freaks, this is Roth on the Dollcast. From SlyDogStudios.org, getting back at it again. Oh man, I am full. Sloppy Joe, baked beans, peas, fruit, and a cherry Pepsi to go with it. So, yeah, it's getting late. I'm really tired. It's one of those Mondays where I just... Hey, kitty. It's one of those Mondays where I busted my rump and got lots done. Got both floors buffed at work. You know, I was thinking about something. I see a lot of people that actually complain about Netflix. But I wonder what kind of stuff they watch. I realize a lot of people want to see newer movies and... you know, newer releases, which I think Netflix takes like 6 months or something to try and work in what's considered newer releases. And, you know, whatever. A lot of new movies I don't care about. So I think it depends on the kind of person you are, what kind of movies you like and shows, or if there's a certain kind of show you like. Myself, I like a lot of the older kind of stuff. It's just always appealed to me a lot. When I was growing up, I was always watching Nickelodeon during, I guess it'd be in the afternoons, if I remember right. You know, they showed the old Batman TV series with Adam West and Burt Ward. And then they started showing stuff like Mr. Ed. You know, all those, like a lot of old shows. And so I like a lot of that kind of stuff. And like I was saying the other day, you know, I caught The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari on Netflix. And I like a lot of horror movies, which I picked up from a whole bunch of people, mainly from my grandmother that I was talking about. And then my buddy Donnie and I used to watch scary movies all the time. Friday the 13th, you know, that wasn't real old when we were kids or anything. Actually, they were still being made. But, you know, I was really big into scary movies. And then from there is where I started developing a taste for the old scary movies that, you know, a lot of people nowadays look at and go, oh, why were people scared by this, you know? But, you know, it was a different society at that time. They weren't so... I don't know what the word is. I can't think of the word. They weren't so desensitized, I guess. So, for instance, seeing a little girl thrown by a monster into a lake and she drowns. You know, even the scene is kind of horrific now, I think. But... whatever. But so I was thinking about this, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, Netflix sucks. And, you know, it's only $8 a month if you don't get the DVD extra crap. And I was like, you know, $8 a month, and I'm going to read off, I made a real quick list of some of the stuff that's on there that, I'm sitting here advocating for. I just want to show people, you know, that might have a similar interest. Like, there is actually some cool stuff on it. Because I think Netflix gets a lot of crap for no reason. Like I said, that Cabinet of Dr. Caligari is a must-see. It's a silent film. It's a must-see, though. And they have other silent flicks on there. They have The Golem, which was another... I'm pretty sure that was another German release. They had They have Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, the Phantom of the Opera, and Nosferatu. All of those classic silent horror films. They also have, I haven't watched it yet, but they have a version of Metropolis. If you haven't heard of Metropolis, it's another classic silent film. Pardon me. But this version apparently is remastered, and then they put 80s music to it. I'm not quite sure. I'll have to check it out sometime. It's a quite long one for a silent film, though, so it's a good idea to have lots of free time when you want to watch that. But then they have other, like the classic The Fly, you know, the original Fly movie, which I still haven't seen, and I just noticed it was on there tonight, so I was just, yeah, you know, real excited. But then they have, like, those old Universal monster movies, Dracula, Invisible Man, Creature from the Black Lagoon, Wolfman, they have The Last Man on Earth, which is a really good Vincent Price flick. I think they also have Son of Frankenstein, but I don't think they have, I didn't see the original Frankenstein. But yeah, so there's movies like that. And I also noticed they got a lot of Bruce Lee. I think I saw Big Boss, Chinese Connection, Enter the Dragon, and might have seen another one. They got a few Bruce Lee movies on there too, which is always welcome. They just added the first Rocky. They have Rockies 1 through 5. And I've been watching the old Twilight Zones, the Munsters. Now I just noticed they have Alfred Hitchcock Presents. And they have all kinds of Mystery Science Theater 3000. I think they even have like all the Gamera films. So, yeah, I'm just sitting here rambling on about things on Netflix. But, man, I'm sitting here scratching my head thinking, you know, how do people not like what's on there? That's just stuff I'm into that's on there. And there's loads of other stuff. So I'm thinking, you know, it's $8 a month. How can you go wrong? I don't know. But that's just me, I guess. Maybe others agree, though. I think it's a pretty good deal. Anyway, enough of my Netflix rambling. Nest Dev stuff today. Sly Dog stuff. I didn't get a whole lot done, but I did get some stuff done. I worked on, I believe yesterday I mentioned that I needed to put in like a pause after the player wins, and then put in a pause for the board game to clear. I finally did that. Finally got around to it. And I thought it was going to take more finagling than it did, because I had to jump to a new loop that, and I wasn't expecting to do that, and then there's also a switch in NMI. It was a little different from the setup that I had originally, or that I had planned. Excuse me again. But yeah, so I finally got that figured out. I got that fixed. And then I also got it to clear on a stalemate now. And what ended up happening that at first, though, was there's a little routine that I use to what's it trigger? It triggers, it's in that routine, it sets up the offset of where you start clearing from on the board. And I forgot to put that routine in. So you would immediately, if you did the stalemate the first time, like, it would clear, but then if it happened again, it wouldn't, you know, because the way events would unfold. And so I finally figured that out. It took a little time to figure out why, but I got that figured out. And also, I worked on a couple of sound effects to go along with it. I threw one down for when an X gets laid, and I threw one down for when an O gets laid. And they're almost the same. except I think the O is a little... I think I made the sounds a little lower pitched. But they're about the same. They're the same kind of sound. The O is just a little lower pitched. And then there's also, for when the board clears, there's like just a weird sound that happens, like a, you know, 1, 2, 3 or something. And I think it all fits all right. So that's all I really got done with the dev stuff today. But that was pretty good because I thought it was going to take a little longer to get that pause worked in there because I thought the switches were going to be all mixed up and then I was going to have to rebuild everything and switch things around. But it ended up working out all right. So I am happy about that. All right, let's see. Real quick, okay, yeah, let's go ahead and give some love to NintendoAge.com. Do you play games? Do you collect games? Do you like to hang out with like-minded folks? Oh, I don't know, maybe on forums, on the interwebs? Aha, if you like to do that, you can go to NintendoAge.com and register for free and talk to people and trade and buy and sell games. Talk about them. It's a lovely, lovely place. The admins are awesome. They even designed a collection tool. I mean, it is just this nice collection tool where you can list every game for every system of Nintendo and Sega. It's a really, really nice site. The admins are great, as I said. So go to NintendoAge.com and don't be an idiot, and they will embrace you.
Tip of the day.
If you want to reach high places in Karnov, make sure to pick up a ladder icon. That can help you climb up and get objects in the sky. And if you need to get higher, use the jump boot.
Tip of the day.
Okay. Well, before I get out of here, I forgot to mention this yesterday, and I wish I wouldn't have because it was the day after it came out, and I haven't checked the computer yet, but hopefully it's still up, and maybe it's permanent. I don't know. But Google, and I'm sure most of you have heard this already, but Google actually made the map of the world look like Dragon Warrior. And I guess they added in some the landmarks, a couple of them or something. But, you know, it's just really crazy to look at how it all panned out. You know, just you can zoom way in. And what I thought was funny was you could go to Street View. And when you go to Street View, it looked like really bad first-person shooter, you know, like real old-school one. If I can find it, I think I kept the screenshot. I think I kept it. I took a screenshot of what my house was like on the Street View, and I'll put that there if I can find it. I hope I kept it. I can't remember. But one other little tidbit that I thought was neat, if you go up to the search bar, well, okay, somebody on Facebook, I can't remember who it was, they said if you do a search for zero latitude, zero longitude, then zoom all the way in on that quest map, the Dragon Warrior map of Google Maps, then you will get a surprise or you'll see something or whatever. And I didn't even know how to do that, so I had to look it up. The way you do latitude, longitude, you just put in a number and then put a comma and put it in a number, another number. So I just put 0, space 0. And a little arrow appears right where it's at. So I went over there and I zoomed way in. And it's pretty cool. I won't spoil what it is. I'll leave it at that. And if you guys hadn't seen that, take a look at that. 0, 0. 0, space 0. Or maybe it's just 0, 0. I don't know if it works both ways or not. And, well, with that, I'm pretty much done. There's not much else to talk about. Okay, well, I will talk to you freaks tomorrow. And if you catch me slipping, tell Kevin.